So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
50 years after that I Have a Dream speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., San Antonio holds one of the dearest treasures of the civil rights movement. Several restaurant owners began desegregating before it was formally mandated in the city. And it was started by Chrissy Anthony's husband, Dan, who believed in freedom and equality for all people that hadn't been realized.
In those days, you know, there was segregation. Yeah, they had to sit at the back of the restaurant, the back of the bus. I mean, it was terrible. The black people were just second-class citizens. I think the general mood was, this can't go on. It just can't.
Dan had bought his father's downtown Manhattan cafe in 1963, the same year of King's speech. Just before Christmas Day, Chrissy said her husband got a call from priest and activist Father Cheryl Smith, who had a very important message.
Dan, there's going to be a sit-in in your restaurant on Christmas Day. And I don't know if it was right then and there, but he got the message back to Father Smith that on Christmas Day, he would be integrated.
The Anthony children said that sparked a turning point in San Antonio that became part of the Anthony family's story, illustrating how restaurants can make a big impact on people and the community.
And then he called Earl Abel and Bob Luby, and he told them what he was going to do. And they both told him, Dan, we're right behind you. The time was ready. It was time.
Anthony says all but one customer believed the same thing, that it was just time to move forward and leave segregation behind. Anthony says the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision is important.
I think it's the most beautiful thing that we do in this country. I think it was long overdue. And the man was such a beautiful human being. How can you not admire him and his works?
Ticket number 30.
2 years after Dan's bold initiative, the family went on to start the successful Sea Island Shrimp House restaurants in 1965, continuing the legacy King delivered to the country and a revolution Anthony started in San Antonio.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I was proud. I was proud of Dan. We all know how terrible it was to treat our brothers and sisters in that manner.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.